the scramble for Maine, Graham Plattner has thrown in the towel, well, almost. On July 8, amid mounting pressure from local and national Democrats, the winner of Maine's Democratic Senate primary released a video denying the latest sexual assault allegations against him. Several minutes in, he announced he was suspending campaign operations. Maine's Secretary of State still awaits the paperwork finalizing his withdrawal before a July 13 deadline. As that clock ticks down, Democrats from across the state are scrambling to replace him before a separate deadline on July 27. The succession will be worked out at a nominating convention. The winner will have just a few months to make their case before facing Senator Susan Collins in November. The leading contenders include former state Senator Troy Jackson, COVID-19-era Maine health official Dr. Nirav Shah, and Maine's Secretary of State, Shenna Bellows. Those are just a few of the names at play, which have ranged from write-in candidate Andrea LaFlamme to actor Matthew Dempsey, best known for playing the character nicknamed McDreamy on Grey's Anatomy. Top Democrats in Maine and across the country will be paying close attention. So will grassroots Plattner backers now contemplating a different ticket come November. The stakes are huge because the Democrats are counting on defeating Susan Collins in order to be able to take back the Senate. David Schultz, a political scientist at Hamline University, told the Epoch Times. James Melcher, a political scientist at the University of Maine at Farmington, advised the Epoch Times to watch for how fair Plattner supporters think this process is as it plays out. Many of them have a deep suspicion of political and party elites, he added. Jackson, the president of Maine State Senate between 2018 and 2024, entered the fray a month after losing the race for the Democratic gubernatorial nomination. Melcher noted that Jackson was who Plattner ranked first for governor, suggesting he could garner support from that wing. Although Plattner and Jackson campaigned alongside each other just weeks ago, Jackson was among the Plattner allies who called on the candidate to drop out after his former girlfriend accused him of rape. Shah, another 2026 gubernatorial hopeful, led the COVID-19 response effort in Maine as the director of the State Center for Disease Control and Prevention. He went on to serve in the federal CDC under President Joe Biden. He kicked off his Senate run with a July 9th rally. Nathan Worcester, bookmarks. The Department of Labor is launching an investigation into H-1B visa fraud. Take a look at Jack Phillips's latest to find out why. Members of the European Parliament have voted to allow tech platforms to scan email and private messages for child sexual material. The law, called Chat Control 1.0, if finalized, will be voluntary at first. The European Union is set to launch age verification technology that piggybacks off of upcoming European digital identity wallets. Critics warn it could pave the way for mandatory digital ID checks across the internet. Germany has agreed to buy Tomahawk cruise missiles from the United States, Chancellor Friedrich Merz announced on July 9. This closes an important strategic gap in our defense, and, at the same time, we will work on developing and deploying our own European systems in Europe, Merz said. Mexico's military offensive against drug cartels has failed to disrupt the supply of fentanyl to the United States, a new report says. Take a look at Tom Ozimek's latest for more. Stacy Robinson.